today the appearance of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev, Baladev Tattva. Brajanda Nandana Jai Kashi Sushwa Harila Chai Balaram Harila Nitar, who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj. He has appeared as the son of Kashi Dev. Jaitan Mahaprabhu, Nada's name was Kashi Dev. So, Krishna. Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balaram, he is his son. Balaram is the son. So, Balaram, in the Vedic literature, it is said, Nam Atma Balahine na Rukhya na Bhuna Sutina. So, Bala means strength. Sometimes, some rascals, because of us, they take it. The bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy that unless your bodily strength is strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout and eat meat and fight, and then the next. No. This ball, this strength is different. This is spiritual strength. Here, the difficulty of the present situation is that actually we are moving on account of spiritual strength. But they have no information of the spiritual strength. They are thinking materials. So that is expressed here. That ahankare matta hoiya nikai pada pasa hoiya asattare satta kari mani. This is due to ahankara. Aṅkāra bhīmurātmā kattāṁ iti mandrā. Those who are bhīmura, especially rascal. Mura means rascal. And bhī means viśeṣ. Viśeṣena, particular. Aṅkāra bhīmurātmā, the same thing which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Narottam Das Thakur says the same thing in a plain Bengali language. Ahankara matsohaya nitaiva. By the spell of Maya, ahankara vimulatma vattamsa, we are thinking that we are independent and we can do whatever we like. So this is called Aṅkāra Vimurātmā. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking that we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment. So that is our material stage. Aṅkāra bhīmurātmā. They do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. to see daily. See daily that a very strong man, very powerful man, good brain, very good scientist. So what is the strength? The strength is Atma. As soon as the Atma, the soul, goes out of this body, so intelligent, so strong, and so many things, that is much. There is a difference between dead man and the living man. The living man is very powerful, very good position, everything. As soon as he lies down, he is run down on the floor, and if you kick him on his face, he will not protest. So where is that strength? The strength is gone. But the spiritual strength. How the spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have got a very good star, varsity star or rose star, but when there is no petrol, how the car will move? It is not possible. There is spirit, petrol spirit. Similarly, real strength to spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balaram. Balaram is strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram. Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. Yasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādāt. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. Nāyamātmā balahīne nalabha. Balahīne nalabha. This Vedic janta means without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand, you cannot realize your spiritual identity. So that Balaram comes as Nityānanda Prabhu. Balaram is a Nityānanda. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. That is, this song has been sung by Nityānanda Prabhu. Nitai Padapamala Kati Chandra Sushi. We take shelter of Nityānanda Prabhu. Then we get peace. Kati Chandra Sushi. It's like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night, in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. All days, liver and kuti, they immediately move. So, the child called the Pamala, the shade of Nityānanda Prabhu. Look at me. It's Koti Chandra Sushitam. As pleasing as one floor of moonshine. One moonshine gives us so much pleasure. If we want actually peace of mind, if we actually want to be free from this material fatigue, then we must get to shelter of the sun. Nityānanda Prabhu, the strength, spiritual strength, without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nāyamātmā pravatam, simply by talking nonsense. Nāyamātmā pravatam eva rasa. If you are a good speaker, that does not mean you will understand yourself. Nā mevayā, neither by good brain, because you have got very good brain, Maybe they understand. Krishna, no. Nāyamā tāpṣa vachanī nalakta nā mēdhaya nā bahunā sutena. If you think that you are a very good scholar, university degree holder, then you will understand. No. This is not possible. So we must have spiritual strength. That shows how spiritual strength is Balaram. Krishna's next manifestation, Prakash Vishra. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram. So we have to take shelter of his Ananda Prabhu. Nitai Pada Kama. Koti Chanda Sri. Nishavaya Jagat. The whole world is happening. But if one sees, then you get his shelter of his Ananda. Anonitai Minatai Radha Krishna Paita. Dilakari Aronitai Pa. Our real aim of life is how to go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha Krishna. In another song, the same author says, Manusha Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhariya Janiya Sumiya Vigatai. Unless you come to Radha Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then it is happy. The dancing is there. But dancing without association of Krishna. It's like here in our temple, we are also eating. But we are eating the remnants of Pusta left by Krishna. That is real food. It is not that we are stopping it. We are not stopping. We are not dry pleasure. Krishna varo dhamai kodivare jivhajai saprasad anna jivhajai. All over the world we are eating Krishna prasadam and we have got good experience. At least 10,000 men and all men, they are taking Krishna prasadam. But we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. A family consists of a few members, they are full of anxiety how to maintain them. And we are maintaining a family of 10,000 men. We have no anxiety. Just think that. We have no anxiety. We require thousands and thousands of rupees for maintaining Europe, America, the coffee up there. But because we are under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, we are knowing that. That means material life needs anxiety. You cannot avoid anxiety if you live a material life, then you will enjoy. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. You are asked by his father, by your son, what you have learned, the best thing from your teacher. So he replied, by your father, he never said, my dear father. He said, my dear, best of your students. Asuravat. Tathādhu manne suravat jīna. Tathādhu manne suravat jīna. Sadā samudhvīna jīyām atad grās. The whole human society is suffering, at least suffering from one disease, anxiety. Ask anybody. Take one small ant, and take the big elephant, take the president of the United States, and take one seat. Whether, ask him whether you are free from anxiety. Nobody is there. No. I am Purim. That's a fact. So why is there anxiety? Purim anxiety. That for that matter is that. Sada samadvitna dhyam asat graha. Because they have taken asat vastu. That will not exist. Everything, whatever. This body will not exist. And this is the main platform of our existence. The material world, so long the body is there, you exist. So, Balan Maharaj says that the real solution of problems of life is to get out of this material body. That is basic, in my opinion. Sada samudrujna dhyam asa. That is basic in yasana. Asato ma, sadgama. Don't live in this asat, in this material condition. Sadgama, go to real existence. The real existence means spiritual life. Nahannate hannamani sadhi. So, if we actually want life, a blissful life, then we must get out of this material. That is for that matter. Kamadvijna dhyam. And if you remain in the material existence, you must suffer some anxiety. There is no excuse. So, for that matter, as I said, Vishyakonatam jiham lakupam vanam lakujal harimasayita. If you, real problem is anxiety. And this anxiety will continue so long your material existence. Therefore, the real life is to get out of this material existence. Vishyakonatam atmanhatam. Atmanhatam means killing the soul. This material civilization is killing the soul. That they have no information of the soul. They do not know how to become peaceful, how to become peaceful. They are trying to be peaceful by Raptamanina, by external material energy. They are thinking by constructing big, big buildings, just like in Bhubaneswar, that way, and having good, very big, big roads and motor cars. That is an aspect of civilization. No, that is not an aspect. That is increasing the anxiety. There is no solution of the anxiety. There is, formerly that I was thinking, there was no university. The university was in the cottage, Basley. Basley was writing Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the Puranas. In the cottage, the university was there. Who can produce such literature as Basil has given? From any angle of vision, from literary point of view, from philosophical point of view, everything so perfect. Every literature, Mahabharata, Puranas, and Vedanta, they were best. He has given. So, there was no need of university. He required clear brain. That was to be done by the Brahminical qualification. Ama dama sutiksa jabo. Jnanam jityanam asistam brahma dharma sam. So, that education. This education, technical education, how you can very nicely hammer. So this is not solving the problem. But if we want real solution of the problem, then our duty is, first of all, to get the center of the type of the form. Then we will be happy and we will get moonshine and our all fatigue will be subsided. সম্বন্ধ নাহি যার বৃথা জন্ম গেল if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda means always. Nitya means always. Ananda means pleasure. This is another. Therefore, if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, se sambandha nahi hai. Vritha janmata. He simply wasted that. Vritha means useless. Uselessly, he wasted that. Sei pasu bara durasa. And Ratandas Thakur has used some strong one. Anyone who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, he is a poshu, very poshu. He is a poshu, means animal. The animal house, one animal can get happiness, that's not first. The dog, from the childhood, he is searching after food. And one has get food, unless the dog has got a master. He sleeps off and is always unhappy. Better to become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, let him tell you. It's a better becoming dog of so many other people. Everyone is dog. Everyone is happy enough to serve a master. But none of them are satisfied because there is false master. This real master, Nityananda Prabhu, will be happy. He goes to Baladura and he does not know where is happiness, where I shall become a dog. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has some, therefore. Vaishnava Thakur, Tomaro Kukur, Boliya Jano Mori. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog, as your dog. I'm dog already, but I'm Maya's dog. I'm not Vaishnava's dog. But kindly accept me. If you become a Vaishnava's dog, Karya Vaishnava Seva, Nishtha Jeche Seva. If you do not become a dog of Vaishnava, Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Guru, so, if you do not become a dog, Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnava, or Guru, there is no question of happiness. Se sambandha nahi jati, sajan bhajan. Ehi pasu bhava durasa. Nityananda bolila mukhe, modila samsara. He has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, and he does not say, Jai Nitya, Jai Lo. Modila samsara. He thinks that the society, family, and society, sentiment, love, divinely bestowed our masses, material is person, they say like that. That is called modila samsara. Samsara, there cannot be any truth, but it is attractive. Modila samsara. Vidya kule ki kori veta. What we do is university education or born in a big family. This is not possible. Vidya kule ki kori veta. While they are accepting this false ahankaram of Tariya, Nitai patapa Tariya. Patap tere satya kori veta. On account of being misled by false prestige and false illusion. Asat-kare-satya-kare. Yes, the thing is body. It is asat. It does not exist. And that we are saying as realist. Ahankara-matta-hiya. Nitai-kata-satya-kare. But if you take center of the time and the process, then you get the enlightenment. অসত্তরে সত্য পরিমাণী নিতায়ের করুণা হবে ব্রজের আধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে গর নিতাই চরণ তোমরা ঠাকুরের ভাই টুডে ইজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু আবির্ভাব to die for the common. That is what Nitai Sarana Sattva Sahara Sivasan Jitta. The reality is Nitai Sarana, and anyone who is fragment of Nitai, Nitai Sarana Sattva Sahara Sivasan Jitta, one who has become the dog of Nityananda Prabhu, he gets his eternal life. We are eternal, but I'm not. Misconception of material identification. We are under the subjugation of Maya, Bhutta, Bhutta, Pandya. Katha, Dehanta, very bothersome, but they do not know. Going from one body to another, that's migration, and that is not guaranteed for kind of body. They have no science, no knowledge about understanding the Kathādhi Hamsa, the very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. They are so rascals, and they are proud of their education, their education. This is going on. Nitai Sarana Sattva Sahara Sivabhan. Nitai Pada Sada Karva. Therefore, we should always expect to be under the shelter of Nitai Pada Kamala. Narottama Bharo Jyoti. Narottamdas Thakur is Acharya. He is presenting himself. That is Acharya. He is not Dukhi. But he is presenting himself as Dukhi. That is Acharya. Acharya is never Dukhi. But taking the common man's position, he says, Narottama Parajiti. Or in other words, Narottama, Narottama is the best of the human beings. So here, in this material world, one may be the best of the human beings, very exalted position. But everyone is doing unhappy. Narottama Parajiti. Nityayimane Parajiti. Only Nityananda can make him happy. Otherwise, not. Rākha rāṅā śvaraṇeva. So, today is Nityānanda Prabhu that we have said, we shall always pray Nityānanda Prabhu, kindly keep me under your shelter, so that I am very dukhi, I am very unhappy. Under the shelter of your lotus feet, I shall be happy. And that is the other. Thank you.